This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Bruce McGowan, longtime sports radio personality. I know you're waving to the folks, but they can't see
you. Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting we don't do the simulcast with the webcast anymore.
Sometimes we do. Usually if we have a guest in the studio. On the phone. I thought maybe you were waving to the fans on the radio.
Oh, I am.
You do? Okay.
See me waving?
I see it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So today's show, what are we going to do? We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Today's trivia theme is NFL international players. Why do we have trivia? Because we like it.
Yeah.
Every commercial break, we ask a sports trivia question. We always like to see if we can stump you, Bruce.
You do, quite often.
Stump the audience, too. A few things, if we have enough time, these are the topics we'll try to get into. Small market franchises, got a couple of articles.
Okay. Like Milwaukee, for instance.
Yeah, from Sports Illustrated.
Or Indianapolis,
from
maybe.
September, but that's okay. Yeah. It's still
Nashville.
Interesting.
Orlando.
Atlanta.
Atlanta's a top 10. Give me a break. It used to be.
I don't like ooh, so they're not my top 10.
Yeah.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
You're talking about
the old
You know where that
path.
Comes from?
The Chiefs.
It comes from the Florida. I think it's Florida.
Florida Seminoles?
Florida, the University. Is it Florida State Seminoles or Florida University of Florida Seminoles?
Let's see.
I should know.
State.
Florida State. So that's where it comes from. They picked it up, and then the Chiefs picked it up.
The Chiefs fans.
Kansas City fans are, they're just such copycats.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Copycats.
Are they going to do the wave like Seattle used to do?
Now, somebody's still doing the wave once in a while. Some places they still do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually thought it was kind of cute.
It's fun at the football game, college football games. That's where it started, was the University of Washington.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember Seattle.
And then Crazy George, who was the unofficial Oakland A's cheerleader, got it started in Oakland. And he claims he took it to a different level. And he actually did. Give George credit. George was crazy, though. Oof.
Whatever happened to him?
I think he kind of retired. He was getting up there. He was getting a little nuts, a little daft.
How does somebody become like the crazy,
he had a regular job and he just, would buy tickets. And go crazy. Act like a nut.
All right. Yeah. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of Mortgage Investing 101. Did you know that you can earn, year in and year out, returns of 8% and more on your savings and retirement accounts? Mortgage-backed investment strategies such as trusted investing and mortgage pool funds can do just that. Since 2008, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments. Find out for yourself how you, too, can profit from these real estate-secured investments. Call 415-883-2150 or visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan, and I've got the chuckles because Bruce was starting to tell me a story about the old San Diego Chicken mascot.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was the official or unofficial mascot of the Chargers, and I think he did some Padre games too, but he was at the, before the Clippers moved to L.A., he was at some Clippers games, and I went to San Diego. I went on a Southwest trip with the University of Washington football team. They played Arizona State, and then I went to San Diego because the Seahawks were playing there on Sunday the next day, and then Sunday night after the football game, the Sonics opened the season in San Diego. So it was like all these Washington area teams, which I was covering, were in the San Diego or Southwest area. So Ted Gianolis is the name of the guy, the San Diego Chicken, and he was acting really crazy. He during the game, he jumped up on the press table, and this is the days before computers, and people had their little typewriters sitting up there, and he just started kicking, you know, things around. He kicked the one guy's typewriter off the table. He kicked a bunch of stats off the table and was just acting crazy. And was one writer threatened to get in a fight with him, and the security literally had to drag him out. Turns out he was drunk.
Because it was in the 70s when he kind of made his mark.
Yeah, late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, but this is right when he was really becoming a big thing, and he never did another Clippers game again after that.
I mean,
but
he was the main. He
was the man.
Like he was, yeah, I mean, he was like the first real mascot to do
well, him, and there was Crazy George, who was, you know, just a nutcase.
The Philly fanatic. Is the Philly fanatic still around?
I think there are different versions of him. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Now they got all the presidents, the sausage presidents in Milwaukee.
I love that. That's
funny.
That is so funny. God,
and then
great.
Wasn't there a player who tripped one of them?
Yeah.
And he was like, everyone's like, boo, you know?
Yeah, it's great stuff. Only in baseball does that stuff happen.
I know.
Baseball is so informal and so, you know, it's just, you know, rife with all this Americana. I love it.
What's going to happen with our local internet independent team, the Pacifics?
You know, our good friend Mike Shapiro is, I don't know if he sold the team, but he did put the team up for sale. I don't know if the league is going to survive. You know, small town baseball, it's really tough to make it. So,
yeah.
You know, I don't understand.
Because he was the one who had all of the great ideas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, very, very similar to, you know, all these promotions you have at various baseball games.
Yeah.
You know, they had like Plunger Day or something, with toilets and stuff. Okay, well, speaking of small market franchises there.
Yeah.
So there was an article, and this goes back to September of this year, and it was in Sports Illustrated. It was kind of interesting. They were talking about small market teams,
mm-hmm.
and they said here, like 58% of player salaries, it says note that there is a salary floor as well as a salary cap, which is probably pretty good for these guys. The current payroll minimum is $91,000. And I
in what sport?
They were talking to NBA.
$91,000, really? That little?
That's what it says here.
Well, maybe that's for like a 10-day contract or something.
Could be.
Yeah.
It says teams spending less must distribute the difference pro rata among the players on the roster on the last day of the season. That's kind of interesting.
Interesting.
It says here 16% business operation operating expenses. It says the past summer, the NBA raised the debt limit to $325 million per team. And it says still some franchises carry no debt, which is pretty smart. Team non-staff costs, 15%. So they spend between $3.3 and $3.5 million for charter aviation, excluding catering and subject to fuel price fluctuations. Yeah. I guess some teams can't afford a jet, so they charter it. I wonder how much
yeah,
that costs.
You know, most NBA teams have their own private jet.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because I travel with the Warriors a few times. It's pretty nice. They're smaller jets, but they're very roomy. Football teams usually have one crew that they hire from one airline, and they use that jet the whole season. And they might even use it the next year because it's a pretty big group of people that travel with the football team, about 280. And baseball teams, same thing. But there's only about 60 in the traveling party of a baseball team, so they spread out over the – I tell you, traveling with a baseball team is the best. Man, you get treated like a king. I travel with the Giants for a while. Basketball is pretty good too. Football, they just stuff you in there and not real comfortable, and they stay at cheap.
And the guys are bigger.
Well, and they stay at cheap hotels. They don't stay at the real nice ones. They use it because the teams don't like to stay downtown, so they stay out in the suburbs to keep the players away from all the, from all the temptations.
So they don't worry about baseball players or basketball players.
They realize they can't do anything about baseball players because baseball players are going to do what they're going to do. So they just let them do what they're going to do.
And most NBA players don't, and football players don't?
Remember, basketball players are only in town for one night, and they're playing the game. So they don't really have a chance to go out much.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And baseball players, you know, most of the time they're playing at night. Sometimes they have nights off. You know, but athletes in general, most of them stay pretty much to themselves, and they lead pretty low-key lives. And
baseball's a lot of downtime, too.
They're pretty well-behaved, though. You know, all this stuff about, these athletes are screwing around. They're going to nightclubs. They're doing this and that. There is a certain amount of that that's true, but it's a very small percentage, I can tell you.
I mean, it's your job's on the line. If you mess up, you got to be ready to play.
I remember I was on a Raider trip once, and this young guy, he was a rookie, and he came up to me and one of the other young guys who was on the trip. He goes, "Hey, man, I'm looking for some guys to hang with. You want to go out in town and see if we can pick up some women tonight?" I'm going, well, you know, so I hung out with this guy. It was so sort of funny. He was a good-looking guy. And we go to this bar, and 5 minutes, I go to get a drink. I come back 5 minutes later. He's gone. He's got like five girls over in the corner, you know, because he was just
Did you just tell him, "Hey, I'm a baseball player," or was he well known?
No, he wasn't that well known. He's just a good looking guy, and he was a young athlete with money, and you know. So I said, "Hey, good for you, man. I'll just hang with my buddy here, and we'll just
we'll just watch you."
Yeah, we'll just watch you. Maybe we'll learn a few things here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the article goes on to talk about large market teams.
Large market teams.
Okay, so 52%. The NBA set the salary cap at $101 million for the 2018-19 season, up from like 99, up from about $100 million, so it's not much of a change. Business operating expenses, 18%. Mm. And then revenue sharing. They have here local media deals very wildly, but the 20-year contract between the Lakers and Time Warner that included the launch of two new regional sport networks, one in English and one in Spanish, averages $200 million a year.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And then they have the luxury tax, right? Yeah. 2018-19, the tax threshold is $123 million, and the tax is incremental with the rate going up for each $5 million over the threshold. So, I mean, if you got a lot of money, and you know, it's almost like steroids. You go, is the pain worth the squeeze, as they say? Or is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah.
So you go, I'll pay the luxury tax, but I'll have a team that wins, and that'll be worth so much more.
Yeah.
I don't know. It may be kind of worth it.
Yeah, it is. I think it's worth it to spend a little more money and pay the luxury tax, and you'll get more in the long run with all the publicity and the championships. That's the whole purpose of winning, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't like the jersey sales.
I don't like the idea of buying a championship, but I don't blame teams for doing it. How can you blame them?
I mean, look at the Yankees over so many years.
I mean, the Yankees have made some good moves, but they made some bad moves. But, you know, you got to give them credit. They're a good team.
Well, that's why my dad always hated the Yankees. He was a big Brooklyn Dodgers fan.
My dad grew up a Yankee fan, and then when they moved, then it's funny, when Steinbrenner took over, he hated him. Hated him and became an Oakland A's fan. Oakland A's were always his, he always liked the American League. And I said, what do you think of the designated hitter? And he goes, I hate the designated hitter. Well,
but
of course,
that's
he was
the American League, though.
I said, that was the American League, Dad. And he goes, yeah, they wrecked it. They wrecked it. So, you know, they became a Giants fan.
I wonder who came up with the idea of a designated
hitter. That's a good question. It would be interesting to find out. Yeah, that would be an interesting thing to find out the origin of it. Because I know it was, I remember hearing about it when I was a kid a lot. And people say, oh, they'll never do that.
Yeah.
They'll never do that. But you have to remember, in the early 70s, baseball was having trouble at the gate. They were losing audience, and their numbers in television were down.
And then you have these pitchers who just kind of stand up there because they don't want to hurt themselves by swinging the bat.
I'd like
and
to
running.
See pitchers, you know, I loved seeing Madison Bumgarner hit.
Yeah.
That guy's a good hitter.
And remember Blue Moon Odom?
Yeah.
You know, he was good. And Catfish Hunter, I think, was a good hitter.
Catfish Hunter was a good hitter. Yeah, there was some good ones. Don Drysdale was a terrific hitter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sandy Koufax was
not a good hitter. not a good hitter. Tim Lincecum, not a good hitter. Yeah. You know not a bad hitter, but he had the weirdest looking swing, was Juan Marichal. Juan, as my good friend Vin Scully would say, Juan Marichal.
Well, we'll get into that in just a minute. Okay. So we're talking international, NFL international players, all right?
Sure.
Saigon, Vietnam produced an outstanding linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Who had 7 interceptions in 7 seasons.
Ooh.
I don't remember when he played, though.
Yeah.
So that's our trivia question.
You remember
question.
His name, though, right?
I've got it written down here. I better, or else we're going to be in suspenders.
Yeah.
All right.
Suspenders. I like that.
You like that? All right. That's our trivia question.
Is that yours, by the way, or did you steal that?
I stole that. Okay. Yeah. Don't keep me in suspenders. Okay. Give me the answer.
If I were you, I wouldn't pay for this. You know,
that's
right.
Groucho Marx.
Yeah. Okay, remember, he always used to say to Margaret DeMarco.
We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan. Here was our first trivia question about NFL international players. So funny, you think of NFL and you think baseball and maybe even basketball, but now you don't think football too often.
Yeah, not too often.
Saigon, Vietnam produced an outstanding linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. Who was this person who had seven interceptions in his seven seasons?
I think he played for Cal, didn't he?
You know, that I don't know.
Okay. I can't remember.
Dat Nguyen?
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't play for Cal. Yeah, he was good. He was a good player.
Seven interceptions, seven seasons? Yeah.
What years did he play?
I don't remember. I think it was in the 80s.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Dat. I wish I remembered you well enough. Okay, moving on.
Dat,
here.
We hardly remember ye.
So, okay, this actually should have been brought up before because the Lakers have been playing with LeBron for a little while now. Good for basketball?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I know Cleveland fans aren't thrilled with it, but, you know, he got him a championship, and they weren't going to go anywhere with him. It's funny, though. He took a kind of a step backward because the Lakers are not going to be – they might make the playoffs this year, but they're not going to be a very good team for a couple years. But I guess he
– they got some – Ingram is good, even Lonzo Ball, except for those silly tattoos he's got.
No, and I like Luke Walton, their coach. I just think they're a year or two away from really being any kind of an impact team. But I think LeBron is looking at his future outside of basketball. You know, he wants to make movies or he wants to do recording. He wants to be around Hollywood.
And did he already buy a house?
He's owned a house there for several years. Okay. I think he owns some kind of a production company. So, So I think he wants to.
I mean, he's not a stupid guy.
No. He markets himself very effectively. You know, the nice thing about LeBron, you never hear about anything bad.
I know.
He's a family man. Yeah. He's very loyal to his wife and kids. And he was raised by a really strong parent. So,
there you go. Yeah, you hear that in the audience out there? Yeah. Be good parents.
Yeah. That is the most important thing. And I think, not to get off on a tangent, but I think that's one of the big problems in our country today is we have a lot of kids who weren't raised by a good parent, you know, maybe not even one parent.
And then a lot of times it's generation after generation after generation.
It just repeats itself. Yeah. You and I came from that tradition of, you know, the two parents stuck it out. They honored their vows, maybe, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
The reason that expression is in that oath, you know, for better or for worse.
It's not for better or for even better.
Yeah, you know, you work your way through it. My parents were together 66 years, and it wasn't always a smooth sailing at all.
Yeah.
But they stuck it out, you know? And I've been together with my wife for 24 years. She's been pretty easy to be with. She gets a little ticked off at me once in a while, you know. But, you know, like I was saying the other day, she was giving me a hard time. Then later on, sweetie, you're so wonderful. So, you know, we have a great relationship. She doesn't hold a grudge. But, I mean, you work things out.
That's because you read the book, Women Are From Venus, Men Are Wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Men Are From Mars.
No. Women Are From Venus, Men Are Wrong.
Oh, yeah. We are always wrong and we can't win. And if you live with two women, I live with a wife and a 13-year-old daughter, you can't win at all.
Well, that's why I told my wife she doesn't have to worry about me having an affair because I don't want to disappoint two women.
That's a good one.
I stole that one.
Yeah, you did.
I stole that from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, that's
a
there
good
you go.
One.
So
I got to give credit where credit is due. I was thinking about this, you know, the Cavs and the Warriors, how many times they put four in a row?
Four times in a row. Yeah, I think got tired of seeing it,
It's like a Yankees-Dodgers.
There was only one good series, and that was the one that the Cavs won, and I say that not – I mean, that was a competitive series is what I'm saying. Those were blowouts. The Warriors won, 4-1, 4-1, 4-zip.
And they should have won 4-0. They were 4-1, right? Because they lost three in a row.
Yeah, the one that they lost the last three in a row.
Yeah.
And that was one of them is because Draymond Green wasn't playing.
Yeah.
Because he was suspended over a bogus thing because he had the temerity to actually kick at LeBron, who was standing over him and preening, you know, which, of course, you can get away with that if you're a LeBron.
Preening? I hadn't heard that term in ever.
Well, that's what Yasiel Puig and Manny Machado do when they hit home runs. They preen. You know, yeah, they do their little things. They point to the sky, a little show off. That's why I don't care for those guys. Although I do respect Puig. If you hear the story about how he got out of Cuba, it's pretty amazing. I mean, that you couldn't write a Hollywood script for that.
For us in the audience who don't remember the whole story?
Well, he escaped, and I don't have all the details, but, I mean, it was horrific. He was recaptured. He escaped again. I mean, his boat collapsed. They were in the water. I mean, it's a crazy situation.
Did he come to the United States first, like, as a baseball player for, like, the Cuban team?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that. I don't really know. I just know that it took him a while to get out of there. And, you know, nowadays, I think they pretty much allow, don't they pretty much allow Cuban people to immigrate to the United States if they want to? I don't think they force them to stay in Cuba anymore.
That's the sign of a bad country is if you have to try to keep your people in.
Yeah, I don't think they do that anymore, though, even though they're still a communist country. I don't think they do that, but I may be wrong, but I don't
think
so.
Didn't East Germany do that before?
Oh, yeah. East Germany was, very repressive. Yeah.
And can you imagine West Germany was normal, you know?
But, you know, we allowed Russia to have its part of Germany because they paid a huge price in the war. They lost 10 million soldiers in the war to the Nazis.
You know, it's funny because I wondered. I didn't know enough about the history. I knew they lost a lot, but I did not remember about, you know, because I go, wait a minute, East Germany, what does that have to do with Russia?
Yeah.
But, okay, so Russia was controlling.
Well, Russia, like I said, they without Russia, the Germans, you know, Americans don't like to acknowledge this, but without Russia, the Germans probably never would have been defeated because they bled the Wehrmacht dry, basically, in places like Stalingrad.
Leningrad.
So the deal was after the war was over that, hey, you know, you guys paid a big price, we're going to let you have all the Eastern Bloc countries, you know.
Gotcha.
And also, those countries were so beaten down that they needed to have somebody administer them. But unfortunately, the Russians didn't do a very good job.
No. Ergo, communism.
Yeah. Well, it just didn't work. It was a corrupt system from the get-go.
Which,
you know,
it leads itself by its very nature.
I think the problem was that you had leaders. And not to get off on a tangent about this, but you had leaders that took the concepts of Karl Marx and perverted them, basically. And it was a corrupt system, and the system that the Soviets operated under was not what Karl Marx envisioned. So, you know, but no system is perfect, you know. Try to.
That's why I like America.
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 American. America. MURRICAN. I'm American.
American. Okay, going back to sports here for a minute.
Yeah.
Where's Jimmy Butler now?
Jimmy Butler is playing with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
He's
not happy there.
He's not happy. That's what
he
I
wants
thought.
To be traded.
Okay.
Yeah, every time he takes the ball, the fans boo him. Well, if they're in Minnesota. But he's still leading
Can
there.
Can you imagine that? Your home
yeah,
team?
Yeah, he insulted his teammates. He insulted the front office. I think it was his way of trying to get kicked off the team or get traded. But it didn't work, obviously.
What do you do with a guy like that? Do you play him? Do you bench him?
Yeah, you have to. He's a great player.
He's very good.
I mean, he's not a great player, but he's very good. He's your best player.
Yeah.
You got to play him. I think what they're doing is they're probably trying to showcase him and then trade him away. You know, but a lot of the teams are looking at him thinking, do we really want this guy? You know?
Well, if he's happy, he'll bring
Who knows if he's going to be happy, though? He's got to go to a really good team.
What was the reason he wasn't happy?
I just think he didn't like the way Minnesota was operating their franchise. I didn't think he felt that they were doing enough to win. But, they made it to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, after Anthony Towns, right?
After a couple of years of not doing it, several years, actually. So I don't know what his beef was. I'm sure it has more to do with, you know, it's a lot more complicated.
Or maybe when he got traded from the Bulls to begin with.
Yeah, maybe he didn't like leaving Chicago. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that's tough. And so, you know, how can you maximize a trade like that then?
Yeah, well,
you
have to hope that, you know, sometimes you grab a hold of a malcontent player, you put him on your team and he fits in and he's just the perfect, you know, guy to have on there. But other times you pick up a guy and it's like, how do we get our hands on this guy? Holy moly.
Yeah.
You know?
That happens in football a lot.
Happens in football. Happens in all sports. Basketball, especially, because you bring in a guy who's a malcontent in that locker room. One guy can wreck a locker room. Baseball, it takes more than one guy, and football takes more than one guy. Basketball, it only takes one guy.
Because you're only a small group.
Yeah. And he can infect and spoil the whole atmosphere.
What other situations you remember hearing that in basketball?
Where a player would come in and just wreck things? I'd have to think about that. There's been a few. I'm right off the top of my head. I'd have to think about a star player. Well, you know, Allen Iverson used to get a lot of flack for being sort of a live wire, a loose cannon, but I don't think the players disliked him. I think the management was always like, oh, what's he going to say next? Because you remember he did that thing, practice. We're talking about practice.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, but I mean, I don't.
But they misunderstood what he was talking about, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting. You don't hear that much about basketball players getting into trouble anymore, do you? Yeah, it's usually NFL players that get into trouble. But basketball players, I think the league has done a really good job of policing. And, you know, there's not a lot of drugs in the NBA. I think the drug of choice of anybody did drugs. Back in the 90s, there was a fair amount of marijuana smoking, but that's not that big a deal.
Yeah, that's not going to make you...
No.
Yeah.
You know,
Adam Silver's done a good job then.
Yeah, no, he's done an excellent job. And David Stern, for all his faults, did a good job too. I mean, think about it. NBA in the 1970s was a lot of the games weren't on prime time. They were losing money. And he hit perfect time. He got Magic. He got Bird. He got Michael Jordan after that. And David Stern, you know, turned that into gold. So.
And you saw a lot more fights, Malice in the Palace and stuff like that.
Well, the media like to hype it up more. The media doesn't hype things as much today. They get into the, you know what they do? They nitpick on all the little gossipy things, which I think is really tacky.
Well, I mean, nowadays, two penalties, you know, for all kinds of real minimal. Wait, that guy looked at him the wrong way. Oh, that's it. You know. Technical foul.
Yeah,
it's like, whoa, come on, guys.
Well, I was mentioning earlier, Draymond Green actually had the temerity to kick at LeBron James, and LeBron was preening over him and sort of glaring down at him. And, you know, Draymond didn't even hit him. He just kind of flailed his leg at him, and they just suspended him for a game. It turned the whole series around.
Yeah.
But you know something? That was the best thing that ever happened to the Warriors because they wouldn't have gotten Durant for the next year.
That's true.
Because that was the thing that pushed them over the top. Yeah.
Always a silver lining.
Always.
Okay, here is our second trivia question about NFL international players. This kicker born in Scotland put the first points on the board in Super Bowl XL11. That's 42. Giants versus Patriots. I had to put that in there.
Giants,
otherwise,
Patriots.
You wouldn't remember.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Who was he?
Scotland.
Scotland. Kicker born in Scotland. And don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids. Located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email Edward at sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's Edward at sportsecon101.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Bruce McGowan. Here was our second trivia question about NFL international players. This kicker, born in Scotland, put the first points on the board in Super Bowl 42, which was the Giants versus Patriots. Who was he?
Well, I know the Giants won that. I remember David Tyree made the great catch.
Yeah, that was the one that basically the Patriots were like 15-0.
Yeah.
Or 16.
They were on the way to an undefeated season. Yeah. And David Tyree, who never really did much before or after, made that one great catch where he pinned the ball against his helmet.
That's it.
I vaguely remember this player, but I don't remember his name.
Lawrence Tynes.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Another guy who was here and gone.
Yeah.
A couple years.
But he won a Super Bowl.
That's right. He's got a ring. He's got a ring. By the way, speaking of rings, have you seen the rings that the Warrior players got? They're the weirdest things for the winning the championship. Uh-uh. You can unscrew the top, and it's like there's like this little hole in them. You could put things inside. It's so weird. You can't wear a ring like that. How do you wear a ring like that?
Well, this is so big. Maybe you get to carry your wallet.
It is. It's like big enough you could put, I don't know what you could put in there.
What's the idea? What are you supposed to put in?
I don't know. I guess it was whoever was designed the rings thought, oh, we're doing something different here,
They're definitely doing something different.
Yeah.
Well, thinking of this Super Bowl 42,
right,
where the Patriots almost matched the Dolphins. Of course, they actually won more games because there's more games in it.
Right.
But do you think the Rams have a shot?
No. I think they'll lose somewhere along the way. They're a good team, though.
Goff is very good, but
Goff has got a great bunch of receivers, got a good offensive line, and they got a great defense. I can't see anybody really challenging them in the NFC West, but it's so tough to win 16 games in the regular season.
And
somewhere along the way, you're
going
to stumble.
Would it be good football, do you think, if they did?
I don't think it would hurt football. I think it would galvanize a lot of interest. The NFL needs some help right now. It's losing a little popularity. It's still number one, but it's losing some popularity. The NBA is really, starting to jostle it. And baseball is having problems. Baseball's attendance is down. And, I think this Dodger-Boston World Series is a good thing because you got two major markets. You got two teams that have great fan bases.
That haven't met since 1916 when Babe Ruth pitched for the Boston Red Sox.
And Zach Wheat, the Hall of Famer, was playing with the Dodgers.
Zach Wheat.
And Burley Grimes.
Oh, Burley Grimes, yeah. He was the last one who was able to pitball. It was actually the Brooklyn Robins back
then. They were called the Robins,
They didn't really call that for
Well, they
years.
Called them the Robins because they were managed by a guy named Robinson, and he always used to call him Robbie, And I can't remember the guy's name.
But how long did they stay the Robins?
Oh, just a few years.
So that
Also the Superbas, which I don't know what the heck that's supposed to be.
I was wondering if it was Superbas or
no Superbas. And then the Dodgers was a perfect name because you'd have
trolley
to dodge
Dodgers.
A trolley.
That's
you
it,
have to drive Dodger trolley. But they don't have trolleys out in L.A. They did back
in the
20s.
What about the Brooklyn Bridegrooms?
That was that. You know why that was? Because they had a bunch of guys who were getting married. They had like six players on the team that got married 1 year, so they called them the Bridegrooms. And that was the writers that just called them that. In the old days, a lot of teams didn't even have nicknames. The writers would give them nicknames. They'd call them the...
Well, what were they called? Just the Brooklyn team?
Yeah. Baseball Club or whatever. I mean, a lot of teams didn't have names.
Really?
Yeah, they got names through, odd... Like, for instance, the Giants became the Giants because Jim Mutrie, the owner manager, I think he was the manager actually, back in 1883 when they won the championship, said, "Oh, my boys, my Giants." And one of these writers overheard, "Oh, the New York Giants." And that's how they became the Giants.
I mean, okay, so in 1869, you had the Cincinnati Red Stockings.
Right.
And I guess because they wore red stockings, were they called the Cincinnati Baseball Club?
Oh, they were still, in those days, there were teams that were called by their nicknames, but there were other teams that weren't, back in the 19th century, there were teams that moved around so much they didn't really have names. So It's interesting.
Providence Grays.
And the Providence Grays. Right. Oh, yeah, that's really going back.
The Cleveland Spiders. I mean, what Cleveland kind of names are Spiders, you know?
That's kind of a cool name for a team. I'd like it.
Spiders?
Yeah, don't you think it's kind of cool?
No.
Spiders are cool creatures.
Well,
they have the, what do they have, the Phoenix, the Arizona Vipers, or what are they called? The Arizona Diamondbacks? Named Diamondbacks, after a snake? Why not have a spider? I love spiders and snakes. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah.
God, what a stupid song.
I hated that song. Jim Stafford.
Boy, you got your trivia down. Jim Stafford.
Jim Stafford. In fact,
that's
you,
right.
You know what cracks me up about that? That was really his only one famous song, and then suddenly he had his own TV show.
Well, hey, listen, if you make it big with one thing. And,
Tony,
you know,
Orlando and Don.
It's like,
now,
yeah,
they had a lot of songs.
America loves a one-hit wonder, though, don't they?
Yeah.
And the thing is, sometimes you're better off being a one-hit wonder than being somebody who just hangs on perennially and is, you know, known for being okay. For instance, the Hughes Corporation. You remember that?
Yes.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
That's great. I love that song.
Yeah, that was a big song in the 70s. They didn't do much else besides that that really did well. So, yeah. And then I remember there was a guy.
Looking Glass had Brandy.
Brandy. Yeah,
that's an awesome
classic
song. But you never really hear of any other song they did.
No.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, I remember interviewing a guy who did a song called In the Year 2025.
Zager and Evans.
Zager and Evans. Yeah. Evans, Rick Evans. And I did an interview with him. It was years ago at a radio station. And I said, don't you feel bad that you only had one hit? He goes, no. He goes, that one hit put me on the map. He says, I'm still Rake. He says, I'm still getting work because of it.
That, in fact, that is the number one song. When they've had like one hit wonders, like a whole day's worth of one hit wonders.
Really?
That almost always comes in at number one.
Really? What year did that come out?
It's like 1969, I think.
In the year 25.
Yeah,
if man is still alive.
That's,
you think
man will
still be alive in 25?
Will be alive?
You think we'll still be around in 25?
Unless Jesus
not
comes
you and
back.
I. Not you and I. Yeah. I'm just saying human beings.
Unless Jesus comes back.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, we're not going to be here in 200 years. God, what a cynical way of looking at life. I think there'll be a major changes. I think there are going to be some traumatic things that are going to happen. But I can't see an entire species being wiped out unless some kind of weird black plague. And even then, there'll be some
or
people
a nuclear type thing.
Yeah, but even then.
Yeah, because cockroaches, right?
Cockroaches.
La cucaracha. They can stay quite a bit.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay,
we do go all over the place, though, don't we?
We do, but it's fun. That's why we have gazillions of listeners.
That's right.
There was something, again, a few weeks back, running up the score.
Mm.
So you get these teams who are clearly going to win the game.
Right.
But then they're going for like a two-point conversion.
Right.
And the other team is getting upset. You know, because
I don't blame them. I've never seen that actually happen.
You know, it happened, I think, in week one or two. But
with an NFL team?
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't remember which game.
Why would you do that?
Here's why I'm thinking is that you need practice for when you really have to do it. It's one thing when you do practice
point.
Squads.
That's
but,
a good point.
Hey, listen, we're playing a real team. Now, the other thing is the other team, if they're getting smoked, they may not try quite as hard.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not really getting quite the practice. But you know what? I mean, you really should kind of try the whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of two-point conversions, the other night the Giants were playing on the Monday night game. They were playing Atlanta, and they were down 20-12, and they went for a two-point conversion. And Pat Shurmur was asked afterwards, why'd you go for a two-point conversion? You could get a two-point conversion later and win the game. He says, I figured if I got it, then we'd have a chance to win it without any problem. And if we didn't get it, we could still tie the game later. And I'm thinking, you know, okay, I understand
I get it.
That. But still, that's like you're taking – that's a real roll of the dice.
Well, I don't know. Wait, but if it's 20-12, then
– you'd have to score a touchdown and get the two-point conversion just to tie.
Why not? Hold on. You get 20-12.
Right.
You get 6 points. You're at 20-18.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What good does it do you to kick an extra point and get 20-19?
Well, no, I'm saying before, though, you do this is they were doing it when it was 20-12 rather than 20-18. In other words, it was 20-12, and they're going for a 2-point conversion to try to make it 20-14 so that later they could win the game.
Oh, gotcha.
And I just think that's kind of, you know, it's like picking a poke. You know, you're taking a chance now for something you think might happen later.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I guess if you're the New York Giants, you'll do anything. You know, they're so bad.
But the thing is, okay, so if you kick an extra point and now you're at 20-13, right? Yeah.
Then you kick an extra point later and you can tie the game or you can go for the 2-point conversion later. But I don't know. Hey, you can make an argument either way. The Giants are just a bad team. They're just a bad. Poor Eli Manning the other night in that game, he's going for. they have a chance to get back in the game, and maybe if an onside kick, they have a chance to get the ball back and maybe kick a field goal. Instead, they waste like two, almost a minute and a half trying two quarterback sneaks. Neither one of them works. And, you know, and then Pat Shermer was asked afterwards, he goes, well, we got to make those. Those are ones we got to make. Well, yeah, you got to make them. But if you don't make them the first time, try something else.
Yeah, I hate that when the guys just go up the middle all the time.
You know what I hate is when coaches after the game say, well, I got to look at the tape. I got to look at the film. Mike Singletary used to do that when he was with the 49ers all day. Oh, I got to look at the film. Well, I understand that to a certain degree, but that's an excuse. Come on. The team played crap. Like
I don't want to. I don't want to give you an answer now. It's sort of like
I don't want to rip on my team.
You ever been in small claims court?
No.
Really?
No, never have.
Okay. So you go to small claims court, and a lot of times, what will happen nowadays in the last like 15 years, is the judge will listen to both sides,
right.
And most of the time, he won't give you the answer there. He will say, I'll take it up under submission, and you'll get your answer in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And I think the reason they do that is because if he gives the verdict right there, the losing party may just have a conniption fit.
Yeah, well, also, right? I mean, it's not fair unless it's something that's really cut and dried. You got to look at both sides.
Yeah. So you got to look at the tape.
Look at the tape. Yeah. Well, you know, I understand it, but it drives me nuts when I hear you don't hear basketball baseball. Coaches or hockey coaches or baseball coaches use that very much, but football coaches are like, oh, I got to look at the tape.
Well, because too many moving parts, probably.
Yeah, probably. I understand. I shouldn't knock them. You know, okay. These guys have a tough job. I would not want to be a football coach.
Okay. So, well, last thing here before we cut to a break. Okay. Do you know who Paige Spiranek is?
Never heard them.
Okay.
Name. Is that a woman or a man?
It's a woman.
Okay.
So she, again, this was taken
from
Sports
Illustrated. I like
that name,
by the way, Paige.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Take a page from this.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, she's a very good golfer.
Oh, okay.
And when you look at her, she's an absolutely gorgeous woman.
Right.
Okay. And so she the question came up, you know, is she taking advantage of her good looks? But you know,
remember Jan Stevenson? You remember her, Jan Stevenson, back in the 80s? She was
but also a golfer, right?
Very attractive woman, and she took advantage of. You know, she won a couple tournaments, but she took advantage of that.
Well, I mean, Michelle Wie, is attractive.
This
woman is like really, really beautiful, right?
Paige
Spiranek.
Look her up. I'll have to look her
up. It says, so the question is, you know, is this going to help or hurt the marketing of her, you know, with endorsements?
How's it going to hurt her?
Well, you know, people did.
If you're a good-looking guy or a woman, I mean, it helps you.
No, but I mean, she kind of posted some pictures of herself that were.
Oh, kind of risque?
Well, not that bad. I mean, but like sexy, where you're looking and go, that's sexy.
As long as she's not, you know.
It's not taking off her clothes.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, I look at it and say, at least she's smart enough to look outside of the golf arena because, you know, who knows
how long that's going to last. Right? I don't blame anybody for trying to cash in.
Yeah.
No.
And apparently, you know, but she, like here, okay, so Michelle Wie, she's beautiful, but she kind of keeps to herself a little bit too much. And
Michelle
Wie?
Yes, you never hear anything about her.
Yeah. And so
never.
You never. I mean, which is okay,
yeah,
but that's
fine.
Like Robin Yount, right? Hall of Fame baseball player, but he just never really heard anything.
No. Well, he didn't court the media at all. I can tell you that from personal experience. I mean, you try to do an interview with him. He was fine doing an interview, but he'd give you nothing.
Yeah. So it's like a guy like that, you know, he's not really good for marketing.
Not really.
You know?
Not really, no. But, I mean, he's good for marketing in terms of like, oh, we'll come out and watch him play.
Yeah, but that's, but I mean, you get someone like, you know, LeBron, right?
Or Manny Machado, who's got personality. Manny Machado, you may not like Manny Machado, but he's smart. He's a good player.
Good
Did you see the other night? He laid down a bunt, set up the Bellinger home run.
There
I mean,
you go.
That, yeah. You know, a power hitting guy. He's smart enough to do that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Bonds used to do that, but you know, when you have a huge shift,
yeah.
It's like if you can bunt, man, you got that whole third baseline
for
left handed players.
Why not?
All right. Here's our last trivia question. This 1960s and 1970s Hungarian-born kicker played for 11 seasons with the Bills and Giants. Who is he?
Okay.
That's our trivia question. You can email Edward at sportsecon101.com. See if you – this is going back to the 1960s and 70s.
I think I know who this is.
I think you do, too.
Yeah.
He's a Hungarian-born kicker, played for 11 seasons with the Bills and the Giants. He was good.
Yeah.
He was pretty accurate.
He was pretty good. Yeah.
All right. So that's our trivia question, and when we come back, we're going to have
some closing comments.
Who is?
You and I. We're pretty good, too. We've been doing this show for 4 years now. Congratulations.
I think, is it 4 or 5?
5 years.
Five.
Holy moly.
Five and a half, actually. All right. Five years, 4 months, and 15 days. All right.
Look at you. You're keeping track of this. You got it up on the wall. I see it.
There it is.
Yeah,
the timer.
Hoop. There it is.
It is. All right. And we're going to be right back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today.
Last time for today for two guys 66.
Yeah, but I'm not 66, so no, I can say it. But I'm telling the audience last time for today. Okay. I'm Edward Brown, and you're Bruce McGowan.
I'd like to tease you.
Can't tell. I know you do. You do a good job. Can't tell the players that out of scorecard in
this station studio. That's right.
All right. Last trivia question was, this 1960s and 70s Hungarian-born kicker played for 11 seasons with the Bills and the Giants. Who is he?
That would be Pete Gogolak.
It would be Pete. See, you got one
One out of three. Pete Gogolak was a good kicker. Left-footed, too.
Was he left-footed?
Yeah.
And didn't he have a brother?
Yes, he did. I can't remember his brother's name, but his brother played.
Somebody, Gogolak.
Yeah. And they were really the first of the soccer-style kickers.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what? Since you got that right, you are one out of three. That would get you into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
That's right. You could bat 333.
That's it. Yeah. That's pretty good. So, you know what? We got to close up here because we
close
only have
shop.
A couple of minutes. So
close up.
So we're going to give you our thoughts for the day.
Thoughts for the day.
Ready?
Yes.
Children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Especially you have a young daughter.
I've got a 13-year-old, believe it or not.
She's that old?
Yeah,
I know. But I bet she teaches you a lot of stuff.
Whenever I have problems with my phone, I hand it to her. I say, fix it, Jim. Yeah. Her little fingers fly over the screen. It's done and 20 seconds. What'd you do? Slow down. Show me in half speed.
Yeah. If you wanted something fixed, give it to a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay. And your value does not decrease based on someone's inability to see your worth.
Don't you like that? I like that.
You're a very philosophical type guy. That's why I purposely come up with these fun ones for you.
I like it.
That way,
my wife says I'm a philosopher too.
You are?
Yeah. Yeah, well, my wife says that once in a while. She goes, you spend too much time philosophizing and enough time doing the dishes. Not enough time cleaning up the yard, you know?
Well, you know what you could do is while you're doing the dishes, you could philosophize to her.
Ah, there
would
you
would that
go.
Work? Yeah, she'd that like would. That.
The other all day right. She said, you didn't do the dishes well enough. Do them again.
Oh,
jeez. Come on. You're killing me here.
And with that, we will say tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Good night, America.
So long.